Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I met them in a swamp down in Dagoba, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A, soda. I saw the little wren sitting there on a log. I asked him his name, and in a raspy voice he said, Yoda. Y-O-D-A, Yoda. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yoda.
Oh, that's the gift I didn't know I needed today.
Aha.
Well done. Well done. Way to gift us a little Weird Al on Star Wars Day. I love it.
Yoda.
Yesterday, we had a chance to go see the and drive on and actually skate on. I became the first person to skate on the P Ridge Connector. I can prove it. There's video. Yeah, I'm not the smoothest, but I didn't fall, so that's good. so anyway, it opened yesterday, and Sam Parker, of course, County Commissioner District 1, that's his zone, talking about this project he's been working on for 5 years.
I always said, though, to me, what it was I remembered my dad. When I was a boy, still living at home, long before it was even identified on the plan, my dad said, you know what? He said, we need a connector road, and people in the community had talked about it. You know, it's about 5 miles between Spencer Field and Glover Lane, to be able to get north, and this was it. So really, without my dad talking about it, it probably wouldn't have come forward.
Yeah, it's funny, all the little notes and where the little nudges come in to make things happen, and obviously you couldn't have done it without LOST money.
I also want to thank the residents that, you know, I remember when I got elected in 2016 and I was going around, one of the big questions I would ask is, do you support the sales tax? And I said, absolutely. Ever since I went to college, I said, you know, I'm pro-consumption tax. I would much prefer a sales tax over a property tax. This project wouldn't have been able to do that if the voters in 2016 wouldn't have voted in that sales tax.
And, you know, a lot of the design features are important. We'll get to that in a second. But it's also what it does for some of that property, including opening up the school board property. It has 40 acres landlocked. And I talked with Karen Barber about that.
So, Dr. Barber, what does this road mean to you in the future of the school district?
Well, we own property on this road, and you can see all around you the growth is happening, the development. We really believe that the quality of our school district is one of the main economic drivers and the reason people move to Santa Rosa County. So we have a school opening up on Shamukla Highway in August of this year, a high school that will open up in the fall of 2026, and then we have property here to build another school as the growth drives that process.
What's the current plan here? Is it a high school, a middle school, a combination of schools?
Yeah, we'll just have to analyze of the new schools, how that alleviates some of the crowding at our current schools, and look where the developments pop up, and just respond and make sure that in all cases we have a student station for every child who wants to be educated through Santa Rosa County.
Kind of nice to have 40 acres suddenly become usable, right?
Yes, and on 40 acres we can build a high school. There's enough property there to build a high school. So we'll just see what the need requires.
I'm Dr. Barber. Thanks so much for the time.
Good to see you, Andrew. Thank you.
Yeah, no, look, the school, I mean, the road itself is fantastic. It's four lanes. You know, some people have said, and I made the observation, you know, it doesn't take a genius to notice that, you know, four lanes going to be six on Highway 90, dumps into four lanes on this P Ridge Connector, dumps into two lanes when you get all the way up to Hamilton Bridge Road. And you're like, well, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, okay, it'd be better if Hamilton Bridge Road were four, sure, but it's not, and maybe at some point it will. This is going to go farther north, by the way, eventually. This is only phase one of intended future phases. But look, is it better to have a two-lane road or a four-lane road? Well, the people who drive on Woodbine, what's your answer? Seriously. You know, he made that point yesterday. He's like, all these people griping about how we built a four-lane road, and the same people complain that we didn't build Woodbine wide enough. Exactly. It's overbuilt. It's fine for now. That's the whole point. It's overbuilt for now. I did think it was kind of interesting, the public safety dimension of this. Pace Fire Chief Robbie Whitfield talked about that.
We were building this fire station here in Pea Ridge to house people 24/7. Now, just a little example of the area this covers. It covers from Avalon Boulevard to East Spencerfield all the way down back to Pond Creek. So if we had an incident and they're coming from this fire station to Hamilton Bridge Road or Windham Road, if we're going to help our partners over in Skyline out or the city of Milton, it's 6.6 miles around if you go East Spencerfield. It's 7.3 if you go Glover Lane. I knew we had to find a way to improve response times. Not only for us, it would affect us. It would affect our law enforcement partners and our EMS partners.
All of that response time is terrible because that rectangle is huge from Glover Lane west to East Spencerfield Road, from Hamilton Bridge down to Highway 90. It's a long, like, you just can't get there from here kind of problem. And so he says,
on Monday of this week, we ran a cardiac arrest to the 5300 block of Madison Avenue. If you don't know where that is, if you go down here, take a left, and take another right, you're at Madison Avenue.
That'd be behind us, but on Hamilton Bridge Road, basically.
My truck got there pretty quick. So I called them. I said, where were y'all at? They were at the station. Then they said, well, we're going to confess. We used the new road. I said, good for you.
In other words, they used it before it was open.
To give you an example of the difference, 6.6 miles, 7.3, 3.1. So that's going to help improve our response times for all of us. So if our citizens are calling for help, we can get there quicker. And that is our goal.
Yeah, it's a huge public safety benefit.
We tirelessly look for ways to improve public safety. I think this is going to be a huge leap forward for public safety. Thank you.
Yeah, no, definitely that slice of it in addition to everything else. We'll get back to this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
There is an accident at Chiefs Way in New Warrington. It's right near the Burger King in that area. It doesn't look like a roadblock, though. Certainly use caution. And a lot of calls on an accident on West Roberts Road and 29. In West Roberts, and it looks like a roadblock. It is blocking things as you're making your way. Let me see if it's north or southbound. I'm so sorry. It looks like it is southbound. So caution there, and caution certainly, as you know, wherever you are. If you see an accident or a slowdown, we're also watching a prescribed burn in Pensacola. I'm sorry. There's so much going on this morning. It looks like that has been cleared, so you're not going to have any visibility issues. You will in Milton, though. I-10 westbound between mile marker 20 and 21. Olive and Treetop Lane in Pensacola showing an accident with no roadblock. And like I mentioned, Chiefs Way in New Warrington showing an accident with no roadblock also. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text 437-1620. As I understand, fender bender at West Roberts Road, so it may have been moved off to the side, or should be certainly soon. And disabled vehicle 87 South just before South Lynn, that is off the roadway. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to the grand opening of the Pea Ridge Connector yesterday, that Sam Parker was kind of the commissioner shepherding this and talking about it. And even Colton Wright said he's the one that deserves the credit for it. And, you know, talking about all the different features like the two-lane roundabout, that's a new – I've never seen that here in Escambia or Santa Rosa County. It is the first county four-lane road. All the other roads that are four lanes are all state-owned. There are lights on the southern half all the way up to the roundabout and the north of the roundabout. They're going to put lights. FPL is going to put all of that in. And as he said – this is all, you know, phase one of many phases to come, with bike lanes, with sidewalks. It's a great place to walk because of the lighting. I mean, sort of all of that. But, you know, put all of that aside, I just love it when a big man cries.
But probably the most important, I did save the best for last. My beautiful wife, Candace.
Stand right next to her. She's great.
She definitely has the wife or the spouse of any elected official has to take more, probably, emotional strength than anybody I've ever thought of, because I can handle. It's one thing to be taught bad about, you know, and I apologize for getting so emotional. I can tell you, I had plenty of guys in the back seat of my sheriff's deputy car that had not nice things to say about me. So I feel like that kind of prepared me for that, you know. But when your wife has to read things that people put on the internet or go to town with you when you got your kids and hear people criticize you and say things. But she's always stood right there. And... when I would have...
You know, crying about your wife is one of those things, like, once you get to starting, it's hard to get to stopping.
the shortest story I can give you is I never dreamed of being a county commissioner. If there's anybody here that could testify to that, as much as my wife or Pastor Rogers there, I remember asking Pastor to pray that God would take this off of my heart. We met many times. I said, Pastor, I can't shake it. I feel like God put this on my heart. And I said, there's many men smarter and more qualified to do this. But obviously, I guess God decided that he knew what he was doing. And he said, you're going to be the man for the hour. Well, my wife has stood by me through that whole time. And so I want to recognize her for being here today. Thank you.
Absolutely. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So we did cut the ribbon yesterday. Well, I watched. They cut. So
I'm still crying from Sam Parker's comments. What a sweet guy.
No, they really are, and she's such a sweetheart too. I will say this: the crowd noise here made me laugh a little bit. So it was 3, 2, 1.
I've never heard the crowd go mild before.
I know. It was like Monty Python. Yay. He's running away. So it was good. Oh, man. Oh, I got to. Sorry, we're having a little bit of fun, but this is actually serious now. I just got a note in from Commander Hobbs at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. There is a suspicious package located at the Escambia County Courthouse. The Escambia County Courthouse is now closed until further notice. Escambia County Sheriff's Office, along with other agencies, are on the scene investigating right now, so I'll give you more updates as soon as we have them, but that's happening this morning. Just got a note in, like I said, from Commander Hobbs at the Sheriff's Office. 721 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, tearjerkers. If you have a business, you have employees, hey. It's such a great clip. If you have employees and you love working out benefits plans, health insurance, dental, vision, life and disability, human resources, you know, payroll, all that, great. Do it yourself. If you don't love doing it yourself, call Torgers and Causey. Look, they'll come in, they'll look at whatever you're doing right now and find ways to help. And if they can't figure out a better way to do it, then they'll tell you that you're doing it great already. It's no cost to have them look, okay? And they came for us about 5 or 6 years ago, and we started using them here at News Radio and Cat Country, and they've been fantastic. Like, genuinely, I didn't know it could be so much better, but the level of service was better. The plans, the choices, the prices, all, like, better. Everything got better. So, you know, I'm not saying they're miracle workers or anything. I'm just saying it's well worth your time to find out what they might be able to do for you, because we found them to be fantastic. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Judge not that ye be not judged. Consider with me what that really means. That phrase is not a command against making judgments, but in contrast, Matthew 7, 1 through 6 is a command to judge properly. It's so easy to find fault in others, but the first rule of proper judgment is to consider and address your own faults. The second rule is to be sure that your judgments are clear and not clouded by a self-serving carnal agenda. Thirdly, don't waste your judgments on people who won't value them. For example, if you have a very valuable pearl necklace and you cast it into a pig pen, that would be foolish because the pigs don't understand the worth of the pearls. In the same way, you should be cautious with where you cast your valuable Bible-based judgments. So judge wisely.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
April showers bring May savings at Beret Jewelers. We're ringing in spring with special deals on your shining favorites during Beret's Blooming Blowout Sale. Save up to 70% on select pieces May 5th through May 31st. From top designers to beautiful bridal jewelry, you'll find something to love. So hurry into shop and save up to 70% off during the spring sale of the season. All month long at Beret Jewelers.
It's the biggest party of the year. Unfiltered, off-kilter, and a little unhinged with PLT's Cabaret Off-Broadway. This Saturday, Cabaret's Playhouse theme transforms the theater and surrounding block into an indoor-outdoor entertainment complex, seamlessly fusing local art and celebration to showcase art as the life of the party. Come immerse yourself in the best of Pensacola's art scene. Get your tickets now before it sells out at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Do you have heart failure and often hear, Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Listen to Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade interview the latest newsmakers and cover the biggest national stories. Weekdays 11 to 1 on News Radio 92.3.
We're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home. Candy
just put an imaginary gold necklace medal on me.
I'm glad you got that. We could win at charades.
Look at R2-D2 sparkling in the corner. 7:25 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, Star Wars. I'm Andrew McKay. It is May the 4th. See? You get this, I hope. Candy's got traffic on the fives. Nothing happening anywhere. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. It's
everything.
It's a thing. And certainly be careful. You know that. Fender Bender is Highway 29 northbound at Roberts Road. Disabled vehicle 87 south before South Lynn off the roadway. East Bay Boulevard in Navarre still closed just south of Coppell Drive as the ongoing drainage improvement project rolls on. And it looks like that'll be through the end of the month. Another accident, Gulf Beach Highway and Brigadier Street. Now, I am showing a roadblock. They are Chiefs Way and New Warrington in Pensacola, right near the Burger King and the Sonic. It looks like that's an accident, but it does not look like it's a roadblock. 29 of West Roberts is blocked. It looks like southbound. East Olive and Treetop Lane in Pensacola showing an accident with no roadblock. And then I-10 westbound, possible visibility issues due to that brush fire as they work to contain it between mile marker 20 and 21. Careful wherever you are. You know that. Traffic tips 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, we got a note in from somebody else here says Balin is closed south of Government.
Oh my gosh. Like, okay.
Good Lord, people.
Balin is closed south of Government. That's
doesn't,
downtown.
And doesn't
Pensacola.
Know why. Doesn't know why. So,
oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's
oh
the
I do know why. Yes, because would you like to handle
no,
this
Dave
part?
Will tell us about
okay.
it.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
He's got our headlines.
All right. David. Well, as you were mentioning, the Escambia County deputies are investigating a suspicious package right now at the courthouse. The courthouse is going to be closed until they get this whole thing sorted out. And there obviously are some road closures as well involved in this. Interest rates are up again. The Fed raised interest rates another 0.25% yesterday. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed is committed to bringing inflation down to 2%. They did indicate they may pause those rate hikes next month. The White House says they cannot confirm Russia's accusation that Ukraine targeted the Kremlin in a drone attack. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said yesterday the administration is aware of the report, but unable to confirm its authenticity. And the death of a mentally disturbed man put in a chokehold on a New York City subway train has now been ruled as a homicide. Witnesses told police that Jordan Neely was harassing passengers and making threats Monday when a passenger and also apparently he was a former Marine put the man in a chokehold and then he passed away.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 728 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, the fire over south of I-10 west of Avalon, and largely there's no homes in that area anyway, so that's the good news. But that fire is about 60% contained, and Joe Zerchowski yesterday talking on Channel 3 seemed to indicate that everything's on track, no big deal, nothing to be worried about, no evacuation. So that's good news. And I know for people who live near woods, I mean, we live near woods, but living in that area, particularly with some of the past fires like the campfire, you kind of, it's a traumatic event, okay? And I think sometimes we use that term like PTSD, like we almost use it too flippantly, and for things that, but if you've gone through something like that and then you see a fire, it can be triggering, it can be concerning because it's stressful. It brings back all of the old memories, and that's, so it's a very understandable reaction to something like that, even when it's, mostly contained and not really a threat. 729 on News Radio 92.3. This is one of those stories where, the headline, I think, is a little bit more concerning than the actual story itself. The headline was McDonald's franchises fined for child labor violations. Two 10-year-olds found working at the McDonald's. And you read that, and you're like, the what now? Two 10-year-olds are among 300 children who worked at McDonald's restaurants illegally, a Labor Department investigation of franchises in Kentucky found. Investigators found the 10-year-olds received little or no pay at a McDonald's in Louisville. And the franchisee for Louisville store is among three McDonald's franchisees fined $212,000. Okay, I read a little farther into this story, and I don't know the truth of it all, but apparently the children sometimes worked as late as 2 a.m. but were not paid. But they were also apparently the children of one of the other employees. So I don't know if this is like bring your kid to work day, let them fry some fries. I don't know, were they working? Were they just kind of there?
I can't imagine kids being like, have you ever worked fast food?
Yeah.
Like, it's a dangerous place.
I know, but my kids help me cook, you know, and they've been helping me cook since they were like 5 or 6. So I don't
know. Would you let your 10-year-old run your fryer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Probably not at McDonald's, though.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A COVID pandemic policy keeping asylum seekers out expires a week from today, and a migration surge is expected.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is spending today and tomorrow in the Texas border region reviewing federal and local agency plans ahead of Title 42 health orders lifting. The Pentagon is sending 1,500 active duty troops to the border to provide logistical support.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Prosecutors in New York are investigating the death of a homeless man on a subway train ruled a homicide.
The New York City chief medical examiner ruling that Jordan Neely died from compression of his neck. This incident taking place Monday afternoon, police saying Neely was acting erratically, throwing garbage at passengers and making threats. That's when a Marine veteran put him in a headlock and other passengers stepped in to restrain him. He eventually passed out and EMS workers were unable to revive him.
Fox's Todd Pyro in New York City. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Sunshine 66. Absolutely gorgeous morning here in Pensacola right now. Breaking news this morning. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says that the deputies are at the courthouse right now. They're investigating a suspicious package. So the courthouse will be closed until further notice. Again, there's also a few road closures around that area as well because of the investigation. Deputies at the county courthouse investigating a suspicious package. We'll let you know as soon as we learn more about that this morning. At least one of those three funeral directors that recently complained to the county about the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office and their treatment of bodies now says that their concerns have been addressed. The Medical Examiner's Office did meet with representatives from those three funeral homes last month. They had a meeting, and after that, they decided to schedule quarterly roundtable discussions, and those will be held with the Medical Examiner's Office and all of the funeral homes that want to attend within the district. The complaints that came to light several weeks ago included treatment of bodies, long wait times, and even debris being found in bodies. Those accusations, though, were denied by the Medical Examiner's Office. Pensacola police say in the last 30 days there have been 12 cars stolen from in front of homes in the city's southeast side.
The common denominator in all of these cases is that someone left their keys in their car and the car unlocked.
That's PPD's Mike Wood. They've been able to recover a few of those cars, but apparently not all of them. And Wood tells us that one of the bigger concerns with this type of thing is that the stolen cars can turn up in more serious crimes and also can be damaged if there's a police chase. Well, after deliberating for about an hour and a half, Escambia County jury found a man guilty of killing his grandmother's boyfriend. This was back in 2020. The News Journal reporting 22-year-old Denotica Pearson was found guilty of first-degree murder in the death of Erskine Ware. Pearson wasn't present in the courtroom during that trial. Instead, he watched from another room on Zoom after a series of explicit outbursts during Monday's jury selection. At the time, Escambia Circuit Judge Linda Noble said she believed Pearson was trying to look incompetent to delay the proceedings. The 2023 Leadership Pensacola class celebrating the opening of their class project, which is an on-site care closet. It opened yesterday at the C.A. Weiss Elementary.
We have kids that come in and they need to get ready in the morning. They may not have that option at home for whatever reason. So they can come here. They can go into the closet because there's a vanity there. They can get ready and nobody else sees it. So they get to keep their dignity.
That's Lisa Smith Coleman with the Children's Home Society. And she says the care closet is a space that provides children with non-perishable food, personal hygiene items, and educational resources. Florida moving forward with a ban on classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity now for students in K-4 through 8th grades.
You see society coming at our children in a culture war that has an agenda to make them confused.
That was Senator Jennifer Grahl, and her colleagues voted in favor of expanding the state's parental rights in education law. Of course, last year when that bill was first voted for, it covered students in kindergarten through third grade. Now, after the House passed their version of the bill last month, it's now going to Governor Ron DeSantis for his signature. 735 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a check on our traffic on the fives with Candy.
That's right. Don't hold your breath because there's a lot. There's a package found, and David mentioned this a little earlier, a package found at Escambia County Courthouse. Courthouse is closed right now as they investigate, so the surrounding area is showing, I guess, a roadblock. Avoid that area if you can. Police and no doubt SWAT, I imagine, on scene. Fender Bender Highway 29 northbound at Roberts Road, a little slow southbound on 29. Disabled vehicle 87 South, just before South Lynn. That's off the roadway. East Bay Boulevard and Navarre closed just south of Coppell Drive as part of an ongoing drainage improvement project. If you're driving on I-10, it looks like between mile marker 20 and 21 in Milton, you could have visibility issues due to that brush fire. Olive Road and Treetop Lane in Pensacola showing an accident, no roadblock. New Warrington and Chiefs Way in Pensacola near the Burger King, near the Sonic in that area showing an accident with no roadblock there. And then south of there, Gulf Beach Highway and Brigadier Street showing an accident. It looks like that's blocked. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. This is brought to you by, Fresh from Florida. Shoppers, this is your local sweet corn farmer letting you know that Florida sweet corn is in season. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
More beautiful weather in store for today with a few more clouds building in as we head into the evening hours. Highs today in the low 80s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 60s. As we go into Friday, we will have a small chance at a few stray showers later in the day. 20% chance of rain on Friday. Highs still in the 80s. Friday night, temperatures dropping into the 60s, and a small chance of rain continues as you go into Saturday and Sunday. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. Right now, sunshine, 66 degrees, gorgeous outside in Pensacola, 67 in Gulf Breeze, and 58 reported in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Another regional bank is considering a sale or other moves. Bloomberg says PacWest is considering a total sale, raising capital, or breaking up its businesses. In April, the bank said its total deposits had come in at $28.2 billion for the first quarter, marking a nearly 17% drop from the fourth quarter. The price of PacWest shares has dropped nearly 72% since the start of 2023, and shares are down another 45% in pre-market trading. Olive Garden owner Darden Restaurants is acquiring the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse restaurant chain in a deal worth about $715 million. Darden's portfolio already includes Olive Garden, Longhorn Steakhouse, Yard House, Cheddar Scratch Kitchen, The Capitol Grill, Seasons 52, Bahama Breeze, and Eddie V's. The original Chris Steakhouse was opened on New Orleans Broad Street in 1927. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Do you want better health? Not the gym or diets. Think of the one thing that everyone has in common that's the foundation of your body, your bones. You need OsteoStrong. OsteoStrong, it's not a gym, diet, supplements, pharmaceuticals, or a medical treatment. It's a scientifically backed concept with proven technology to help you improve your overall health. OsteoStrong helps many improve bone density, posture, balance, athletic performance, and less joint and back pain. Call OsteoStrong today and start feeling better in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan.
and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 740 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us on this beautiful, clear, sunny Thursday morning. We got Mike Wood joining us with Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning. I know. So the big news at the moment, of course, is that we have the courthouse is shut down because of a suspicious package, right?
Yes, sir. That's happened before. The sheriff's office is down there handling that situation. It's happened at that location. It's happened at the two courthouses on Palafox before. And a lot of times what we found, especially the last time I was down on that one, was that there's a lot of transients in the area. They've got a lot of baggage, and sometimes they'll drop one and leave it there. And in fact, the last one that I was on, the individual was standing next to me and said, that's my bag over there. I just couldn't carry everything across the street, and now I'm afraid to go get it. So, you know, most of the time there's nothing to it. In fact, every time there's been nothing to it, there's a explosive detection dog coming from the airport to take a quick sniff of that package, and I'm sure the courthouse will be up and running at open of business today.
All right, very good. And, you know, what do they do? Like, you've got something, you're not sure what it is. You got to handle it like it's a threat. You can't just go kick it, you know, and see. What is the protocol? I mean, we've all seen the movies,
well, right now,
and I assume
Bailen
the movies
Street.
Get it wrong, so go ahead.
Yeah, they've closed Bailen Street right now, which is exactly what needs to be done until they can verify the package is a threat or not. So that's what they're doing right now, and you treat every package as a threat until you know that it's not.
Exactly right. Very good. Okay. Other stuff that we've got going on that looks like it's in the budget, so fingers crossed. Now, it's listed as Escambia County, but it's gunshot detection, so I assume this is the spot shotter technology that both the sheriff and Chief Randall have been interested in acquiring for, I think it's $850,000 we've got. Again, if it doesn't get vetoed by the governor, right?
That's correct. The plan is it's going to be launched in a 3-square-mile area. That area is yet to be determined. Both agencies will participate in this. I believe it'll be done out of a real-time crime center at the sheriff's office, uh-huh. And we're anxious to get that up and running and just to see it grow.
Very good. Yeah, and that's something, you know, I know Chief Randall is a big believer in technology. We've been talking about this a bunch with the sheriff. They've got it over Mobile, and it seems to work very effectively, which the big advantage is that it gets you immediate response and you know exactly where to go, right?
That's exactly right. And sometimes there's been shots fired before and people just ignore it. And we, you know, those calls right there are scary because we don't know if somebody got hit or not, and then we never get the call. With ShotSpotter, that won't ever happen again. We'll get the call anyway. We'll know exactly where to go and provide help if needed.
And it's much better than your human ear at discerning whether it was gunshot, backfire, firecracker, you know, all. Because I know, look, I've heard things outside of the window, and you hear one, you're like, nah. You know, it's because it doesn't. I don't distinguish it as being a gun versus somebody just doing fireworks. And so I think, okay, it's fine. If I hear five or six, well, we're going to make a call, you know, but it's got to sound right. And the spot shotter is much better than the ear figuring that out, right?
Yeah, we had an incident yesterday near the Global School where a sound like that went off. Folks thought it might have been gunshots, but it turned out it was a transformer that blew up when a truck hit a tree. So hopefully ShotSpotter can dissect through that information and give us the information on shots fired only. I believe the technology is there in situations like that.
Outstanding. You were on Channel 3 talking about the unlocked vehicles getting basically not broken into, but opened and then stolen has been a problem recently in the city, right?
Yeah, it has. And it's a problem all over the country, but we've had 12 in 30 days, and they were mostly in North Hill, East Hill, and the Avenues area. Every one of them were left unlocked. All of them had the key or the key fob left in them. And it's like I said yesterday, we understand that car alarms cost money. The braces you can put across the steering wheel to lock it cost money. But to take your key fob out of the car and lock it is free and very effective. So, we've said it, the sheriff's office has said it so many times. We're going to continue to do it to remind people to please lock the car and please take the key out of it. And hopefully things like that won't happen, because a lot of times when these cars are stolen, they end up being involved in violent crimes.
All right, I got to ask you this question because people laugh at me. I have a club. My wife has a club. We had our cars broken into, 15 years ago in Arizona, and we've had clubs ever since. I don't put it on all that often, but, and when I'm in a place where I think there might be a risk or whatever, do clubs actually discourage thieves?
Well, you'd have to ask them. I don't know. I don't see a lot of those anymore, and that was the only other thing I could think of right off the bat besides the car alarm that costs money.
Right.
And obviously, you just saw I couldn't remember the name of the thing. So, anything, any attempt to keep your car, to keep it from being stolen, is better than nothing.
Well, and I figure you are always explaining how thieves are like water. They pursue the path of least resistance, so they're going to go into the unlocked car. Well, an unlocked car with a club on it, or in my case, a locked car with a club on it. And my view has never been that it's going to prevent them from taking a car. I just don't want to prevent them from taking mine. I want them to take the next car over, right? That's always been my theory.
Yeah. But if everybody thought like you, we would have a lot less cars stolen.
Oh, weird. Isn't that interesting? Mike Wood, he is a PIO for the PPD. Hang on for just a second, Mike. We got Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
Package found at Escambia County Courthouse, if you missed that a little earlier. Courthouse closed right now. Balin closed for now, too, as they investigate. Chiefs Way, New Warrington Road, near the BK and Sonic. Not showing a roadblock, but showing an accident. Another accident that's just popped up downtown before the 3-mile General Chappie James Bridge at East Chase Street and North 11th Street. Gulf Beach Highway and Brigadier Street showing a roadblock after an accident this morning. It's very slow eastbound. In Milton, Berry Hill Road and Glover Lane, the street light is out. Fender Bender Highway 29 northbound at Roberts Road, very slow southbound there. Disabled vehicle 87 south just before South Lynn off the roadway. And East Bay Boulevard in Navarre closed just south of Coppell as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And we just got this. Did you mention Highway 29 and 97 at the Tom Thumb?
Oh, my gosh. Highway 29 and 97 at the Atmore cutoff now showing an accident, and it looks like that area is slow as well. Thank you so much,
The report,
Andrew.
Somebody said multiple cars, multiple vehicles, and it might be with injuries, too.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. And that is certainly slow as you're coming off the Atmore cutoff, right near that Tom Thumb, certainly. So caution there, and again, caution wherever you are. And keep texting in these things, and thank you, Andrew. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3.
So please drive safely. 747, back to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Obviously, the skate park is opening, just this week, just 2 days ago. And, two questions. Have you had any issues yet? And what are the kind of main things that you guys are, going to pay attention to when you're policing that area?
Well, it's going to, like all the other parks, it closes at night, opens up during the day. And we understand there's a lot of folks over there using it a lot. There were yesterday, too. And, it's the lights are on over there. Folks are having a good time. And, we're going to leave that alone at the moment until we have to change things. And right now, everybody's been great. The only issue that we've had so far is on Jackson Street. We may have to put up some signage on the side, on the north side where the police department is, to not park, because officers coming out of there are having a tough time looking left and making sure the traffic is clear. But other than that, there's been no issues. We're glad to see the park open, and how cool it was to see Mayors Hayward, Robinson, and Reeves over there to be there during the ribbon cutting, because all three of them worked hard on getting that park put in.
Oh, most definitely. No, most definitely. Hey, one quick thing I wanted to ask you about. There was an interesting story, semi-interesting story. P&J carried it, but it wasn't written here. It was one of their USA Today Network affiliates. Had to do with the enforcement of the noise ordinance. And the headline was, black drivers getting pulled over more often for the noise ordinance. And it turns out in the story, it was having to do a lot more with South Florida. And as I read it, some kind of open air like taxi services or something. I don't know. I didn't take a lot of the particulars away from it as meaningful. But what I did think is, how has the noise ordinance enforcement been going here in Pensacola? Because that was something you and I talked about quite a bit when this came into play. You know, the warnings and the distance and how far away you are from the car. Has it been something that your officers have been enforcing an awful lot?
It hasn't been a big deal for us. When we see a violation, we're going to stop the person and ask them to turn it down. And 99% of the time, they're going to do that. So it hasn't been a real big issue for us.
And I wanted to give you guys a chance to brag for a second also, because I know historically that you have really implemented a lot of things to try to track traffic stops by race, because this has been a longstanding complaint about police agencies across the country, is that, you know, black motorists get stopped more often as racial profiling. And you guys in the PPD have worked really, really hard, as long as I've lived here, to, you know, prevent that, correct against that, right?
Yeah, I mean, the truth of the matter is, we couldn't care less about the race of the person driving the vehicle or committing a crime. All we care about is there was a crime or a violation committed. And you're right, you know, to prevent issues like that, we have what's called TSDR, or traffic stop data reporting. And if an officer was selecting a certain race, then that would rise to the top really quick. It would be red flagged. We could see that and take care of that that individual, take care of that problem. So since we started doing that, we can see it's very clear to anybody that wants to look that racial profiling is something that does not go on at the Pensacola Police Department.
Excellent. Well, I always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me today?
Yeah, I do. And you start here. I want you to guess on which car, because we've all heard it before, which cars or color of cars tend to get pulled over and ticketed the most.
Oh, well, the belief is red cars. Red cars get pulled over all the time, especially sports cars.
That is the belief. But the truth is, it's white cars. And it's not because white grabs the attention or because drivers of white cars are especially reckless. It's simply that 77.1% of all cars being driven today are on the grayscale spectrum, meaning that they're mostly white, black, and shades of gray in between. And that's simply why. There are just more of them out there.
Okay, so white car drivers aren't worse, and you don't catch them more frequently because you don't like white cars. It's just that there's a lot of them, and therefore, they get a lot of tickets. Okay, and it's not but not red cars.
No, it's not red cars. There's just not as many of them out there.
Interesting. All right. Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for doing what you do to keep us safe, to keep us informed, and we'll talk to you again next week, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and let's lock those cars.
Absolutely. 752 on News Radio 92.3. If you're 64, turn 65, you're starting to change in that conversion over to Medicare, or think about it, or be apprehensive about it. That's very normal. It's different, okay? It's unknown, and you might be getting letters and phone calls and people bugging you about it, and you're like, man, I wasn't stressed, but now I am. Okay, look, you call Ricky Stewart. Her whole family does insurance. This is the slice that she does, and I've known her as long as we've lived here. She's very good. I mean, genuinely good people. And you just, you know, her phone number is 341-2185. You can look her up online, Ricky Stewart Insurance. But, you know, you got questions about supplement or Advantage or even Medicaid or which, you know, prescription drugs or just all of that. It's fine. It's easy. Ask her your questions. I know a lot of you already have, and I get great reports back about that. But, no, very easy, very simple. She can help take care of you. Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory to our truck to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
The Pensacola Expert Panel is the home of experts of local businesses in all shapes and sizes. Tomorrow at 10, two experts in the Pensacola area bring their entertaining and informative points of view regarding everything about advertising. Don't miss hearing Dick Appleyard from the Appleyard Agency and Jim Grimes Jr. with Southern Media as they discuss why your business should advertise. It's everything about advertising. Tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Uh-oh, Candy's dancing again.
If I die of a heart attack, just during the show, you know what to do.
Yeah, I know. Cover the body, wait for later.
Burn it so it looks like I died cool.
7:55 on Star Wars Day. I'm Andrew McKay, and Breathless Candy's going to have traffic on the fives here in a second.
Oh.
With all of these incidents, good Lord, what's happening? Is it a full moon? Is it Star Wars Day? Like, what's going on?
It is a full moon.
Is it really?
It is a full moon. Oh, I don't think that has anything to do.
I
ask a couple.
Either,
package found at Escambia County Courthouse, and the courthouse is closed right now. Bailen is closed for now as they investigate that, and Mike Wood had just mentioned that. Just want to be careful, of course. Chiefs Way, New Warrington Road, near the BK and the Sonic accident. No roadblock. East Chase Street, North 11th Street, Avenue, rather, downtown, right before the 3 Mile General Chappie James Bridge, showing an accident. Looks like it has been moved off to the side. Very slow eastbound Gulf Beach Highway with an accident at Brigadier Street this morning. Street light out in Milton at a Berry Hill and Glover Lane. That shouldn't affect too much.
No,
it's
nobody
not a
cares.
Busy intersection.
I mean, there's no traffic
oh,
through
my
there.
Oh, gosh. Be careful. Fender Bender Highway 29 northbound at Roberts Road. Very slow southbound. Disabled vehicle 87 south just before South Lynn off the roadway. 29 in the Atmore Cutoff in Molino near the Tom Thumb showing an accident. Very slow eastbound as you get onto 29. And East Bay Boulevard in Navarre closed as they work on that drainage project. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I regret dancing.
I had that. Okay, so yesterday at the Pea Ridge Connector, you know, opening, I had a bunch of people like say, oh, did you bring your bike? Because I always bike around, and I hadn't. And they're like, well, did you bring your skateboard? And I'm like, I had, because it was left in my car from Tuesday at the skate park. And so I got done. And I thought, oh, this ought to be fun. I'll be the first person to skateboard on the Pea Ridge Connector.
Nice.
So I got on my skateboard and went, you know, downhill, easy peasy on the sidewalk, went downhill on the bike lane, easy peasy. And then I had to get back up to the car. So I'm like, well, I'll just push my skateboard. And then I'm filming me riding it in the middle of the street, which I could do because it was closed. Okay, you can't normally do that, but I could. And I could hear it in my voice. I'm like, and I'm going up the hill. Like, man, do I sound out of shape, or do I just sound like the truth? 7:57, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Don't worry, Andrew. Time sneaks up on us.
Oh, my God. Time didn't sneak up. Time clobbered me in the head, man. Go on.
Consumers will pay more to borrow money after the Fed raised interest rates another quarter point. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell announced yesterday that the central bank is raising their rates.
Inflation pressures continue to run high, and the process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go.
And in a post-meeting statement, they suggest they might pause those increases next month. A judge in New York, in the New York criminal case against former President Donald Trump, is hearing arguments today over limiting Trump's ability to publicize information in the hush money case. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office wants to restrain Trump's access to evidence that prosecutors turn over to defense attorneys, citing his social media posts. And the suspect in that mass shooting in Atlanta was arrested yesterday. Authorities say Deion Patterson was taken into custody Wednesday in Cobb County.
All right. Thanks so much, David. 7:58. Oh, okay. So I didn't prepare this, so I hope it comes out okay. This is me skateboarding on the sidewalk.
I am officially the first person
to skateboard. This is the bike lane.
Oh, by the way, the...
So much smoother.
Yeah,
and this is me huffing and puffing
smoother.
Up the hill.
I really can't skate on this part, but for today... Again, not normally the way you're going to use this road, but hey, it's closed at the moment. No big deal.
More skateboarding than I've done in the last year. I did in the last 2 days. Going home to do cardio today. Lie. 7:58. That's 7:58 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Yeah. Now I'm just kind of looking over these things, and there's so much stuff to do today. We have all kinds of projects that are getting funded locally. We've mentioned the Shot Spotter. We mentioned the Veterans Memorial Park with the bathrooms getting funded if they get signed into law. There's the Gulf Beach Highway drainage outfall for $400,000. The fire training facility up on Chemstrand for $1 million. Pensacola Beach Northern Gateway design for $200,000. And then Gulf Breeze, the overpass, is going to get funded at $2.5 million. It looks like so lots of money coming from the state budget. If the government doesn't veto it.
Traffic on the fives weekdays on News Radio 92.3.